4CC and the songs you can sing along to. Good morning. It's 18 past 8. Well, you might have seen her running up and down the highway a little bit. Well, all over Queensland and got to head all the way down to the bottom of Australia, trying to break a world record. Akana Murray Bartlett joining us in studio. You ran all the way from Tanham Sands this morning to be on air with me.
I did. Welcome. I'm very sweaty. Thanks for having me. I got to run back after this too.
Yeah, well, 42, just over 42 kilometres a day you have to do to actually break the record, right?
Yes. So I can't stop until it's 42.2 on the nose. Uh-huh. And it has to be a continuous run. So I can't break it up throughout the day. I can't do 10 kilometres, you know, in the afternoon. Not that I'd want to anyway. It's really hot here, but yeah, it has to be continuous.
Okay, let's go back to your background first, and then we'll talk about why you're doing this. When did you first get into marathon running?
I've been running. I have a soccer background through my 20s, and as we all do, I grew up in a regional town, moved to the city, and wanted to meet new people. So I joined an aths club, and I took it to a duck to water. You know, straight away, it was something that I was naturally good at. I grew through, I guess, the competition ranks pretty quickly. I hated the idea of a marathon, though. You know, you see people crossing a marathon finish line, and they're sweaty, and they're in pain, and they're grimacing. I thought, oh, that's not me.
You just walked in here, then.
Like I am currently right now.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, I'll get to that. So I did all the shorter distances in time. And eventually, I think my coach kept telling me, you know, you've got the body shape for it. You've got the motivation and the headspace for it. And I did it, and it was the hardest thing ever. But I somehow weirdly fell in love with it and started racing through the domestic scene and then internationally as well. I was at the peak of my fitness back in, when was it, 2019, 2020. And did go for a few qualifying times, had an unlucky bout in Tokyo with injury, had an unlucky bout with weather in the UK. And then in March of 2020, as we all have a really terrible March of 2020 story, I flew to Japan to compete in the Tokyo Marathon, and the race was called off for COVID. So I had all this energy and I was in the shape of my life, and I thought, well, what do I do? So I thought, all right, well, this is this childhood dream of mine. Let's just do it now. The world's closed down.
Yeah. Well, great concept and trying to break a world record. And you're doing this for the Wilderness Society.
Yeah, yep. I am. Yep. So Australia is a world leader in biodiversity loss, which isn't a world record we should be proud of at all. And I grew up in regional Victoria, where I was constantly...
Sorry about that. Yeah.
I know. And it's... But anyway, there was like animals everywhere, you know, just kangaroos, echidnas, wombats. Yep. And, you know, you go back now and it's really quiet and it's not the same level of, you know, activity. And I think, oh, something needs to change. Otherwise, we're going to lose these animals. Like up here in Queensland, the koala's endangered. That's about as un-Australian as not liking Vegemite.
Yeah, true. Yeah. No, damn, Vegemite only turned 99 the other day.
Yeah.
There
really?
You go. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Vegemite.
So the money raised going to the Wilderness Society, who helped look after endangered animals and to plan for the future, to make sure that we have these animals as our kids and as our grandkids grow up so they don't miss out on what we grew up with.
Absolutely. This organization, my partner charity, that's what they're doing. They're campaigning to protect the wild places that these animals call home, so we have these beautiful places for generations to come.
All right, so how do we donate to the cause that you're doing to donate 60? You want to get 62 grand?
Yeah, the goal is 62. I'm just over halfway, so I'm doing really well. So that's $10 per kilometre I run. There's the main way is through socials. The links are all in my bio. It's Tip to Toe 2022 or the website, which is the same. Yeah. So same.com.
All right, and they can follow you on Instagram. There's some videos on there, and I was watching them. Early this morning and last night, going, wow, you know, not only do you run, but you're full of energy after you have a run. I mean, not many people are like that. If I was to run 10K, I'd be asleep for 3 days.
Oh,
I'd
know.
I'd hibernate.
It's been a lot of things are going wrong. You know, I've been chased by a bull in the Cape.
Really?
I've been swooped by every magpie in Queensland. Like, no joke. We are capturing it all live through Instagram. It's very funny. It's also very raw. Every time something does go wrong, I am sharing it. All right. And, you know, just as much stuff. It's just fun.
Yeah. And it's what's the reception been like running into towns, particularly if they know in advance that you're coming?
Incredible. Even here in Gladstone, I've had, you know, members of the community reach out, offer to run. My route from Tanham Sands is planned tomorrow because someone has just reached out and offered me their running, you know, daily running route. So, yeah, it's been unbelievably, like, just beautiful.
Yeah, good. Well, look, we'll keep in touch during the run. I'd love to keep in touch just to see how you progress and when you get down there and how much money you raise for the Wilderness Society. You're running back to Tanham now?
Yeah, yep, got to go back there. The car is parked there. It's just me today, so I'm a bit stuck for logistics. I have to run everywhere. And then, yeah, probably from tomorrow I'll do a big loop around Tanham Sands before heading south the next day.
Okay, so you got people in Tanham that you know?
Yeah, I'm good in Tanham.
Okay, good. I was going to say, sleeping in your car, that'd be a bit tough. So, hey, listen, all the best with it. And congratulations and well done in getting involved and doing this. 150 marathons back-to-back to break the world record. Just quickly, what's the world record?
The world record is by two British girls and it's 106, so I'm almost there. Yeah, I've got 46 to go.
Oh, sorry,
36.
There's 36 to go.
My maths brain, yeah. Oh. So I'm just trying to blow it out of the park in that old Aussie spirit.
Good. Let's hope you do it. I'm sure you will do it. And if anybody sees a car on the road, make sure you toot the horn, maybe pull over and throw a couple of bucks into the tin for the donation for the Wilderness Society.
Eh? Or some orange slices. Yeah. Anything helps.
Good on you, Akana. Well done. Oh, no, I'm not going to let you go that easy. I need a bad joke from you because it's Bad Joke Friday. So I need to get one from you.
Okay, I have a really bad one.
Yeah.
All right. Why couldn't the frog get under the door?
Why couldn't the frog get under the door? I don't know. Why couldn't the frog get under the door?
Because he was driving a tractor.
Right.
I was told that joke when I was about 7 years old. Yeah. And I laughed. Didn't stop laughing for a day. It's not as funny now that I'm 32.
No, I'm sure the kids that are listening will be telling that at school today, no doubt. Hey, Akana, all the best. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
And don't forget, if you see Akana running up and down the highway, pull up, toot the horn and throw a donation towards a great cause, the Wilderness Foundation. 4CC, songs you can sing along to. It's 8:25.